Blog Talk Radio.
Than Broadway.
Give it your all.
Shit, I do it always. They say I'm sold out, but this is all me. They say I'm reckless.
Slow me down
like Texas. Hold me down like necklace. Got some weight on it. Eight honeys in the back and they will wait on me. But I'm gonna stay hungry. No, I do not do this just to make money. See, I'm addicted to the sounds that they take from it. And I'm gonna listen to the crowds when they stay on it. And I'm gonna keep on switching styles cause it ain't only.
Come on.
You're at Radio MSFP, and you're tuned in to the Lover's Corner. That was Digital Affair by Shy B, and we're going to give you some digital love right now. We're going to get jazzy with it as we replay the second half of last Sunday's show, where we give love advice to the one and only Coach Dylan Patrick Sackrise. So we've added some new elements to this, so I hope you're ready to get jazzy with it. Let's get jazzy right now. Here we go.
That both you and Leanne are going to give an answer, and then from there I move on to the next question. Got it. Very, very simple to understand.
Well, you missed the part about there's a song in between you moving to the next song, the next question.
Okay. That's going to be the cycle. Okay, I didn't realize that. Okay, well, all right, then I got it down. Okay, good. All right, I actually would like to ask, is there any particular order, whether you're going to answer first or Leanne's going to answer first, or can I just specify how I would like that?
You can specify who you'd want to answer the question first. That's fine.
Okay, good. I'll specify that first. Okay, so first of all, okay, so Leanne, I'm going to ask you this first question first. So obviously the topic is about, you know, dating and stuff. So I have mentioned this to you and Matthew a little bit in the past, and I need to get your guys' advice on this. So I've been watching, obviously, I've done this for years, but obviously more so with the coronavirus than ever before, mainly because I haven't had to go anywhere. But here's my question. So a lot of these dating videos that I've been watching, mainly through via YouTube and stuff, right? They've been talking about, you know, nowadays, you know, the new norm for dating being all conducted, you know, through dating apps and, of course, you know, video calls and stuff like that to substitute for video calls on Zoom and all to substitute for in-person. And I was not just for communication with dating and having that as a substitution, but this is more for in general because I was talking to my coach, one of my coaching friends, mentors, a Jordan Farmer's high school coach, as I mentioned earlier. I asked him this question about, you know, how it applies to in general, and obviously he's going to help me specifically when it comes to networking with other, you know, basketball coaches. So now we're going from general to specific. So in this case, specific being when it comes to meeting people for the first time on a Zoom
video call. Is there a question in there?
Yes. My question is this. Leanne, I'm not saying you're an expert with Zoom, but tell me what your recommendations are about, you know, what is your feedback when it comes to
virtual dating?
Translating the in-person of meeting someone for the first time, shooting out with a video call on Zoom. Knowing the coronavirus has that changed up from what I've been told through the videos, among many other sources.
Okay. First off, Zoom is much like any other in-person platform. All right?
Right.
People need to see you. You need to be real. You need to be authentic. And I'm going to sound like your mother, but cut your hair, shave the face fungus, and don't wear that stupid hat.
Okay.
That being said, you need to put your best foot forward, and that means that maybe you need to talk less and listen more because you're not going to get to know them if you don't let them talk first.
I know about the 70-30 rule, yes. I'm quite aware of the 70-30 rule.
Okay,
right.
Then you need to
But you also need to exercise it even in conversation because – You just brought up an interesting point here is you were talking about the 7:30 rule, but not even applying it to a generalized conversation where you were talking over. So if people are still speaking, you know, yes, we understand you are the great Coach Dylan Patrick and you are not a humble person, but sometimes even the non-humble person needs to shut up to let the other person talk, because sometimes what they got to say might be a key to helping you for your next step. So saying that a wise woman by the name of Layla Steinberg said to me, and I've said it multiple times to you. Remember,
God gave us two ears. Because
yes.
We need to listen more than we talk. I remember.
And even if I'm glad you remember the saying, but you need to hear the saying, because even there, you're still trying to go on. You're hearing part of what people are saying, and then you're trying to go to the next step and move faster. Sometimes, in the game of basketball, things move really, really fast. And we get that. You're a basketball coach. But pretend when you're dating, try pretending like it's the basketball game is recorded and there's a slow-mo button. see every little element through. And that's what you got to do when you're dating and talking to someone. You got to see every little element through. You can't just be rushing on to the next thing and the next thing, because then nothing will get accomplished.
Yeah, there's the old adage about being hasty. Haste makes waste. That you know, if you rush through, you may not get the desired result.
Yeah, man, I guess I could apply that.
It's the same principle you should apply to test taking.
I agree.
All right.
In other
words, we're gonna hit.
Just to confirm, to make sure I understand, by wrapping this up, I want to do active listening. And this is part of what I learned from that TED Talk.
Okay.
We can talk about a TED Talk later, but
it's about what you guys just said, to make sure I'm on the same page.
We are playing a mashup right now, because we've already explained the rule of the game, and that mashup is going to be a mashup. Is going to be a Linkin Park Jay-Z mashup of Thin and Paper Cut. And we will come back with your next question after this song. Here we go.
You're wasting your talent, Randy.
Thank you again. Had a chance to think about Leanne, your answer, and Matthew, your answer to my last question. So this is kind of like a confirmation of the last question based on your guys' answers. And, Leanne, I would like you to answer this first. So I think
okay.
I understand, Leanne, what your recommendations are and how to simply remember the 30-70 rule and everything I went over. And, of course, you know, the saying that I remember you, Matthew, telling me many times. So I think my confirmation question to piggyback on what your guys' answers were to my first question is this. With test taking, with dating, I get it. So in other words, rather than having it be like Coach Miguel was saying about coaching basketball, think fast, I'm going to instead remember everything you guys just told me when it comes to listening, for my part, listening 70% of the time and talking 30% of the time, as well as that applying to just any communication involving listening in general. Tell me what you think about this being an easy way, Leanne, for me to remember. Tell me your feedback, and then you can do the same, Matthew, but I'd like you to answer first. And my question is this. I'm going to, in a nutshell, remember your guys' advice about listening more than speaking by John Wooden's old original saying, his quote, which is, be quick, but don't hurry. That is how I'm going to memorize the knowing part on my end, that I need to listen 70% of the time and I need to talk 30% of the time. So what is your feedback, Leanne?
Okay. I think there's a question in there, which is, how do you do that?
To remember by John Wooden saying, be quick, but don't hurry. That's how I'm going to remember.
Be quick, but don't hurry. Okay. Be quick, but don't hurry.
Mm-hmm.
Be ready to make adjustments when needed, but don't be too quick. Remember we talked about balance before? There's a balance.
Yes.
With how quickly you respond to something versus being too hasty. And I know that
mm-hmm.
sounds more like a question than a statement, but that really is. And it's a fine line.
Right.
You know, it's not like accounting. Okay, it's black and white. It goes in this bucket. It goes in that bucket. You know, debits on the left,
right.
Credits on the right. Easy peasy.
Right.
But this is when you start dealing with things that may not be on the ledger, things get a little fuzzy. Be able to
right.
change and be able to be flexible
for
is
sure.
the biggest takeaway from that.
Okay.
What I would say is the best thing you could do is I'll give you the direct link to this episode. Go back, listen to this episode, listen to what we're saying. That way you can be reminded, because I think sometimes you hear it and then however it takes to actually enforce the things, because
to apply
this to your life. You know,
right.
like I said before, you know, certain things in life are fast paced, but one of which is really important to you, which is fast pace, is a good basketball game while coaching a basketball game. But there are other things that and I get it, because I'm the same way with music. You breathe this basketball way of the mentality of basketball has become engraved in your mind. But, you know, go back, because things are coachable. Go back. You have the generalized link. You can go back to some of the early shows and see, you know, how I've developed more as for radio hosting, because radio hosting wasn't something that always came natural to me, but it was a trait that I had to grow on, which means the whole thing is you can grow on slowing things down, because even if it's engraved in your mind, it's always going to be there, and you could always, and when you need it, you can always a snap of a finger turn it on and be the great coach Dylan Patrick Sakurai. But you could learn how to be chill, how to be suave, you know, just be, hey, I'm Dylan.
You're talking about having swagger. Yes, I'm familiar with what swagger is. Yes. No, you're right.
Yes, because you just need to listen. you may understand what I'm saying, but you don't necessarily have to vocalize that you understand. You have to feel the moment.
Well, it is radio. You can't hear him nod his head.
Right.
Okay,
and
what you're saying. It's not just to say I understand. I also gotta act as if I understand. Got it. Actions speak louder than words.
Alright, so since we're talking about love right now, let's hit him with Beyonce. Let's hit him with a throwback. This is Beyonce's first solo single. This is Beyonce, Crazy in Love. Right now.
Baby, I'm not myself. Lately, I'm foolish. I don't.
ABBA, Beyonce featuring Jay-Z. We got our co-hosts on hold right now. They'll be back in a moment. Dylan, take a deep breath. Get ready for your next love advice question, because we're going to be coming back to you guys in 3, 2, 1. Yeah.
Okay, so for this next question, it's actually how communication can help me in general and specifically with dating. So I have a better idea now as we were just talking about on the first two questions. So I realized that, yes, so here's my question. So I looked this up actually the other day, but I think I understand better, and here's my question. In other words, when it comes to the communication part of it in general and how that can be applied to anything, including dating, right? So it says here, what are the main causes? I'm just quoting something, and this is going to come for my question. So says the answer to what are the main causes of miscommunication. One of the ones you mentioned, Leanne, was saying hasty. Okay, it says here, common causes of miscommunication. One that I've always criticized certain people based on the old original saying, don't assume. Bullet point one says assumption. This is the most common cause. And then the one you mentioned, Leanne, hasty communication. We have all done it. Hammered out that last email as quickly as possible while trying to get out the door because we are running really late. Email misunderstanding, and of course the one that you and Matthew have been telling me about with the old saying that you reminded me, Matthew, God gave us two ears and one mouth because we're supposed to listen more than we talk, and that's the last bullet point, lack of listening. Okay, I get it. So here's my question. This is, another confirmation question. I want to start with Julianne on this, and that is, to make sure I understand about my lack of listening, Leanne, and what you and Matthew have been telling me, as well as my hasty communication, which all comes under main causes of miscommunication, failure to communicate adequately. Okay, so to make sure I understand what you and Matthew are telling me, in other words, are what you and Matthew are telling me, Leanne, and this is my question to both of you, are you guys telling me that what I really need to remember about applying, not enforcing, applying these changes with my listening skills in all these applicable areas of life, are you and Matthew telling me, Dylan, our point to you is this, the time is right to change your habits. This is a volatile, even crazy time in American history, and the bottom line is the time is right now. You can go ahead and get started, and going back to, you know, there's always room for improvement with communication, and heck, I'd even say, even though I consider myself a great sports coach, some of my coaching mentors have said, you know, there's always more room for learning, which has to do with improvement. And I would even be gladly to say that, you know, I know I've said before, and this is someone I want to quickly, briefly mention, just because I don't consider myself a humble person does not automatically mean that I'm also an egotistical person. Because one saying I remember very early on from one of my coaching mentors is this, leave your ego at the front door. So I want people to remember this. Just because someone's not humble does not automatically mean that they are egotistical. You know, I like to consider myself versatile. If I have to describe one word about how I am in general, it's not I'm 50% of the time humble, 50% of the time egotistical. It's not even more than 50% of the time I'm humble or egotistical and or. I like to consider myself versatile, which is why I call myself a renaissance man. And that is with how I can act in any given situation. It's about knowing when the right time is to say something or do something, knowing if there's a right time for everything, and just being able to better know when that right time is to be humble, when that right time is to be egotistical, when that right time is to listen to someone and to who and when and where and why and how. All those details matter. Now, my question, Leanne, is this. Are you and Matthew telling me you can always improve? In fact, if you have not started, go ahead and start right now by going back and looking at your YouTube videos, analyzing how could you have improved with saying this to the audience on your speech? Well, Matthew, you can answer first, I guess.
Okay, I'm a little, I mean, yes, you can always improve, but I thought you were going to try to ask us about things relating to your relationship, which that, you know, you can improve,
yes,
improve on your
communication. Obviously, we're talking about in the area of dating. The time is right to change your habits right now.
But here's the thing. Here's another, but you've demonstrated an issue just in how you're presenting this question that you haven't even fully formulated.
I'm asking you if you and Leanne are telling me that the time is right to change your habits. In other words, you and Leanne are telling me, Dylan, if you haven't significantly
started.
Yeah,
you can always adopt new and better habits.
The saying is there's no time like the present.
Right. Exactly, yeah.
So it's called continuous process improvement. You look for where you are now, look at what you can fix, and move forward. Point is to continue your upward trajectory one step at a time, one bird at a time.
And,
okay?
And you know what? You study for things like school all the time. Here's the thing is if you pay attention to diagnose what you've done, patterns with past girls that you've pursued, like text logs, if you see something and it's a pattern and it's ended in the same results, maybe switch something up. Do something differently. Try doing something
from a perspective
normally do. See if maybe that gets you a better result. You know, let me see if I have that song, because I think that that's a good segue into Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror. You know, you got to make the change, and you got to start with you.
Yes, I know that song, Man in the Mirror. I agree. That would be a perfect transition song.
I don't even know if I have that in here. I got a lot of Michael Jackson stuff in here, but let's see.
You know, if you don't have Man in the Mirror, maybe you could put Black or White on. That's another good one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not relevant, is it?
I have a medley of Michael Jackson songs, but it's a long one. So
yeah.
After this medley, it would be the final question, and then we'll do a closing song. But it's a good medley of Michael Jackson music.
How long is the medley?
It is an 11-minute medley you know what? Since we're talking about love and relationships, instead of doing an 11-minute and 19 medley,
why don't we hit them with
You Make Me Feel. So I think I'm going to make an executive decision and hit them with the Way You Make Me Feel by Michael Jackson.
All right,
yeah.
Yeah.
had to do it. That was Michael Jackson with The Way You Make Me Feel. Our co-hosts are muted. Dylan, take a deep breath. Get ready for your final question, and then we're going to figure out something cool to some cool song to close out the show with. With you guys will be unmuted in 3, 2, 1, go.
I just want to make a quick request, it's totally up to you guys if you want to grant the request or not. I was just thinking, since this is the ending of my return to your show episode, I wanted to know what you think about this idea as the last audio song or whatever, but wanted to know if you'd be okay with the idea of playing my singing performance YouTube video, which I know you have seen before, Matthew, either the first singing debut or the second.
To quote Kanye West, hold up, I'm going to let you finish. But,
I'm just thinking no better time than the present, since it is the ending of my return episode, and I just figured why not, you know?
The last time you were on air with you were coming in as a paid guest. This time you are.
Well, again, it's up to you. Again, I'm not saying you have to do it. I was just making a suggestion due to the circumstance. I just thought maybe it made logical sense. But again, it's up to you if you want to do it.
But if there was a song that was on there that wasn't you, that you want to request for the last song, I'll see if we have it in the audio clips.
You just don't want it to be a song of me being on my YouTube, right? You want it to be something more known, correct?
First off, now that you're a staff member and I'm managing you, I've already let it be known that your management contract is just for sports and comedy, and then I will coach you a little bit to be better with the public speaking, because
still
need some coaching.
I understand. All right, thank you.
With the music thing, you are still a far cry in the development.
I remember. Okay, so I understand.
So, we are not.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Dylan, but we are not playing your music on air.
I don't need any more information. I understand. I remember. Let me just make this one request then, and tell me what you think of this request. Since we are ending my return episode talking about dating and love and all that stuff, I wanted to request the possibility of a certain love song that is probably well known to a lot of people. I mentioned this earlier, that was before in Michael Jackson, and it came to my mind. I was like, what perfect way is up to two ideas. So I'm going to mention to you from first preference to second. One request is idea is what is it?
Before you actually get to the damn song.
Okay, I'm gonna just say it now. The first idea for the end of the episode song would be "Because You Love Me" by Celine Dion, and the second one would be kind of a general idea. Actually, maybe this is the third one, but I'll say the second one. Second one is "Shower the People" by James Taylor, and the third one is "Can You Feel the Love Tonight" by Elton John. Those are my three love song requests.
Only if I get to be Pumbaa.
Lion King movie version of it too. It's still "Can You Feel the Love Tonight." I guess it doesn't matter what version.
How about a compromise? I have something I don't have Can You Feel the Love Tonight, but I do have something.
What about
you know,
the tone?
It's very well known.
What
it's from a musical.
By James Taylor.
Hold on. And it is a love song.
What is the name of that song?
Hopefully Devoted to You by Olivia Newton-John.
Okay. Are you talking about the one from the movie with
Yes, from Grease. How's that sound for a closing song on your request?
With John Travolta. Yeah, I know that one. Not a big fan of that one, but whatever.
Well,
you don't have James Taylor, I take it, then. Okay. Would have been nice if you could have played Shell.
All right, you know what, in the group chat, send us some MP3s and we'll upload some MP3s to the servers for...
I'll just send you the YouTube video links and then I'll let you figure it out.
Send me the YouTube video link. I said MP3s because if you send me a YouTube video link, then I have to find a site that converts YouTube video to MP3. Let's cut out the extra work. This is practice for your dating. Listen to the words I'm saying. I want you on Facebook Messenger to send me MP3s. So Dylan, I know this is a part where you're supposed to be interviewing us, but I'm going to ask you this question. What is it that you are going to be sending to us on Facebook Messenger?
Audio tracks of the songs I'm hoping for.
Okay, I'll accept that as an acceptable answer.
Phrase it in the form of a question.
Okay, so do you have another love life advice, or should we go into that Michael Jackson medley?
Oh, it's a medley. Oh, I thought you were playing the one from the movie. I understand what an MP3 is. Yeah, I will ask my final question. I remember now. So this is kind of a unique question. So I need to know, and Matthew, since this is the last question, I'll have you answer first since you did done the last question anyways. So I've asked a lot of people I know this question, and the common answer I've gotten is, you know, just make a comment on something that she posts on Facebook or whatever. Because here's the question. The question is, what do you do in a situation where you have someone that you met, right? Okay, and you have their phone number, all that, right? But friends on Facebook, right? And you spend like two or three times with them in person, right? Okay, let's just say. And maybe two of those three times they come to your place, right? And okay, so here's the question I have. So this is someone I was once a classmate with. And long story short, okay.
It's never short.
I ended up, it's an expression, by the way. So I tried to contact this person many times since then. It's strange because this person is still one of my friends on Facebook, yet when I have reached out to talk to this person, phone call, text message, Facebook message, you name it, no response. So I had some people, when I asked them, what would you do if you were me? A lot of them had told me, why don't you try, you know, saying something on one of her Facebook posts, asking a question there or saying, well, you know, that's a good idea, but what are the chances that that will actually make a difference knowing these other details? So that is my question.
Okay.
Okay, so here's the thing is because you have a really valid question there, and
exactly,
and part of it is dependent on the unknown parameter to yourself, which is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that sounds confusing, but let me explain. Is sometimes in a relationship, our worst
mm-hmm.
enemy to totally ruining and sabotaging a chance with a relationship, sometimes it can be ourselves, and we don't even realize when we're doing
mm-hmm.
it. So you got a real. So here's the thing. Thing is with that is you got to know when you got to figure out the threshold, and you know and here's the thing, it's not always easy to discover the threshold because something you'll learn is not every girl defines that threshold at a certain place, but every
yep.
girl will define that threshold at some place. Where is the threshold between being cute, being inquisitive, being there for you, and going full on stalker? You got to be able to figure out the threshold, and it is a science. Relationships is science. It's chemistry. It is that stuff. I mean, I almost think that they should have relationship science in schools because it's that much of a science. You know, really defining it.
Okay.
So, before Leanne, answers this, I have a couple suggestions for closing songs, and I'm gonna just tell you what they are. I don't want you to respond right now, but I want you to respond after Leanne says she is done giving her response. You can only give me the response after Leanne says the words, "I am done giving you my response." Do you understand?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so here are the three songs that I want you to think about that we could end the show on. Keeping in the whole Grease theme, we have You're the One That I Want. We also have from Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Or the other option is is Spice Girls Wannabe. So those are the three songs. Now Leanne will give you her answer. Go on, Leanne.
Okay, so you followed her. She's not responding to you. Yes, she's come over to your house. Yes, she's seeing you in your own natural environment. That may or may not have affected her decision. And sometimes the answer is no. It's tough to hear. It's tough that she's not that into you and she's ghosting you, but that's the reality of it. Is she really worth pursuing? That's what you have to ask yourself. And that is a question that only you can answer, because it's a fine line between being interested and turning into creepy stalker guy. Creepy stalker guy is not cute. And that's all I have to say about that. And I'm done.
Oh, okay.
All right,
well,
so Dylan, what song
all,
are we closing
you,
up with?
Yes, I'm going to respond to your suggestion, but first of all, thank you to both of you for answering that. Okay, it seems like that it's something that I have to really analyze and figure out for myself about where could it possibly, you know, in addition to what I've already told, and really think about, you know, was it really something that I did wrong? And considering what you said, Matthew, sometimes we don't even realize when we did something wrong, you know, when it was still going on. So definitely appreciate you guys' answers. Of those suggestions I heard, can you repeat the third one and who is it by? I heard the first two, the one by the movie with John Travolta, the second one by Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. What was the third one again?
Spice Girls Wannabe.
Ah.
Okay. I think I want to go.
Or do you want us just to go into the Michael Jackson mega mix?
No. I said I want to go with the second option, Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Woo!
That one to me, I'm the most familiar with. I think that would be a good ending song. I like that of the three suggestions you mentioned.
By Dylan's request, here it is. Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Tune in tomorrow and for a brand new surprise. This is Matt Bigstad's Frankel saying, we'll catch you all on the flip side. Peace.